Hello, Texas, America, and the world. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We want to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's going to be bringing Mark Dankos, America, and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South in the days ahead. That's augmenting what we're going to be doing on international shortwave. And hopefully with the acquisition of some additional conventional radio affiliates, along with our expanded outreach on the World Wide Web, the RBN archives are still in the process of being restored. And when they're restored, I understand from talking with our technician this morning that there's going to be a new search capability once those archives come up again that will enable you to find guests and topics by search, a one-button click type search. That will be a far easier user-friendly mechanism than what we've had in the past, which is that you'd have to go to any individual host's list of shows and just go through weeks and weeks and months of shows to potentially find the topic and the guest that you want. So those updated archives will be back online here in coming days, and we are just very excited about all of this. Even as we greet our guest of the last hour and for the next hour, Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio, who has a website entitled honestmediatoday.com. We're going to be examining some of the content of his DVDs that he has listed there. I've seen one of them, and I can guarantee you that you'll have a very good experience with the information that is on those DVDs in regard to alerting yourself to the things that are happening and what it might mean for you and your families in the days ahead. In regard to the initial minutes of the show from 7 to 8 o'clock this morning, I was talking about a series of news articles. One thing I would draw your attention to again is the are the series of remarks made by Dr. Louis Fisher from his statement before the Senate Committee on the Judiciary January the 30th, 2007. As those remarks are reported by the Congressional Research Service, we were emphasizing in the first part of the show today that Dr. Fisher makes it abundantly clear that constitutionally it is the Congress of the United States that has war-making powers vested in it and not the chief executive or the president. That's going to become a real bone of contention in the days ahead with what seems to be happening abroad in the Middle East and with Iran specifically. We also covered this morning a story that has been making the rounds at a number of locations in the World Wide Web, that Ali Reza Askari, the former Iranian defense minister, former high-ranking officer in the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, and formerly is Iran's chief asset in Lebanon, that Mr. Askari disappeared on the 7th of February in Istanbul while he was on a trip there from Iran. He has not been found. There has, as of yet, been no official explanation as to what has happened to him, but Micah Halperin's piece today at Israel Insider is suggestive when Mr. Halperin plants the very strong suspicion that the Israeli Mossad and the American Central Intelligence Agency may have been involved in that abduction for reasons that are outlined in the Israel Insider post today by Micah Halperin, which, again, you can find through Breaking All the Rules News. And then finally this morning, before Mark Farrell came on, and we're going to get back to Mark in just a minute here, that we covered a third item of interest, and that is the ongoing acquisition of major American media outlets by the Zionist lobby. The latest is the New Republic, Martin Peretz's publication, that is now in the hands of the Asper family and CanWest Global Communications of Canada, which has very clear provable links to the Likudnik government in Israel. When we come back, we will resume our conversation with Mark Farrell of honestmediatoday.com. Stay tuned.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See headachestaygone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a biweekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Americans who already realize our nation is in deep trouble need special edition hard copy literature to awaken the widest possible spectrum of people to the imminence of our nation's peril. The Artificially Sweetened Times informs people that the artificial sweetener aspartame is a hidden addiction killing people worldwide with a cluster of symptoms we now call Rumsfeld's disease. Find out who's responsible for unleashing this weapon of mass misery on the world and become part of the global movement to eliminate this neurotoxic drug from our food supply. The People's Income Tax Guide cites congressional records, Supreme Court decisions, and newspaper articles at the time to prove conclusively that wages were never intended to be taxed as income. A lot has happened in the world since 9/11. The report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 disproves the government's explanation of September 11 through a careful analysis of the evidence. The Artificially Sweetened Times, the People's Income Tax Report, and the report of the Citizens Commission on 9/11 are priced for mass distribution. Sample copies are just $3. Call 208-255-2307 or go to idaho-observer.com.
America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Our special guest today is Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio. You can find Mark's website at www.honestmediatoday.com. Before he came on, we were talking about a series of news stories on this Wednesday, the 7th of March. One was the mysterious apparent abduction of Ali Reza Askari, the Israeli defense and intelligence figure from Istanbul on the 7th of February. That has that is a disappearance that there is no official explanation for yet. Israel Insider has a post by Micah Halperin talking about it. I have reposted that with Breaking All the Rules News under their Neocon Watch division. You can also find the story that we were talking about in the first part of the show involving the takeover of the New Republic on the part of the pro-Zionist Can West Communications, owned by the Asper family of Winnipeg, which in turn is connected quite heavily politically and economically and culturally to the Likudnik regime in Tel Aviv. And then Stephen Snigowski's post for The Last Ditch, entitled Not Oil, But Israel. That's also Neocon Watch, a division of Breaking All the Rules News. And those stories will be well worth your time in the days ahead, along with something that I don't have time to talk about today but may say more about tomorrow, and that is an article in the UK Telegraph. Are Putin's agents behind the shooting? There was a shooting of a fellow by the name of Paul Joyal in Adelphi, Maryland, a couple of days ago, and even the Wall Street Journal covered this. This guy was a director of security for the Senate Intelligence Committee from 1980 to 1989, and has been very publicly critical of the Putin administration and has made a series of controversial statements about the death of Alexander Litvinenko. Joyal was shot in Adelphi, Maryland on Saturday after having been seen engaging in an argument with two black men who subsequently ran away. This may be a case of a random crime having been committed, but it might be a lot more. We simply don't know. And the UK Telegraph in Britain today indicates that there is ongoing concern that maybe Putin had something to do with the shooting of Mr. Joyal, although that obviously has not been proven. We'll keep an eye on it in the days ahead. Still there, Mark?
Yeah, sure am.
Good. Listen, in terms of your DVDs, you know, I've seen one of them. The one I have seen is entitled Understanding Anti-Semitism. Why do some people dislike Jews? And again, I'm referring to your DVD that is listed at honestmediatoday.com. Without giving away its contents, tell us a little bit as far as what is on that DVD and what led you to produce it.
Well, first of all, what led me to produce it was basically a discussion I was having with someone about this basic matter. And I realized basically, you know, it was like something you can't really convey with just mere words, and that it needed to be put into a video format, and I think I did an able job in that. If anybody wants, they can go to my website and they can download, I think it's like the first 50 minutes to an hour of the video. Just go to the products page and it'll tell you how to do that, and that'll basically give you a good idea of what it covers. Obviously, it's only about half of it. The whole thing is about an hour and 50 minutes. But it covers a lot of good ground. It deals with the rabbinical kosher excise tax, or at least that's what I like to call it, which is a tax that many Americans pay without realizing it. If you look in your pantry at your pre-packaged products, whether it be snack cakes or chips or aluminum foil or whatever, almost all of them, at least coming from major manufacturers, have like a small U within a circle or a small K within a circle. I think the U stands for Union of Orthodox Jews, and the K stands for the Kashrut organization. But in essence, a small fee goes to those organizations to support, you know, the rabbis coming by to inspect the food and make sure it's kosher or whatever. And it's like such a small minority of Americans, you know, who actually need that. I mean, even taking Jews into consideration, I think it's like a minority among them that, like, abide by the kosher laws, maybe. Maybe 2% of Americans altogether, if not less than that, actually adhere to these Jewish dietary habits. And what happens is they get like a major organization, let's say, that makes cake filling or whatever, and they convince them, you know, well, you're going to get all these Jews to, you know, buy your product if you do, and so they say, oh, okay, well, we'll do that then. We'll get, you know, the extra customers, and it doesn't ever really materialize, as many people have discovered. And I think I cite some people in that video who attest to that. But in any case, so they get them to go with it, and then of course, next thing you know, well, you can't buy from this person. You have to buy from this other source, you know, because this place isn't certified kosher unless they decide to do that. And it's sort of like a pyramid. So then they get more and more people. And today it's nearly almost all prepackaged food products. There are still some that don't pay it. They're usually the ones that you find at the store that don't cost nearly as much. It comes to a pretty significant amount overall. It's hard to put an estimate on it. I think there are like a total of 465 different kosher organizations in the world. One of those, I think, brings in like, they said, $20 million a year. I don't know if that's gross receipts or net. It's probably net, but I'm not absolutely certain, so don't quote me on that. But I know it's like a $20 million. So, you know, you figure you multiply that times, you know, however many groups there are now that certify goods as being kosher. And overall, I mean, it adds up. And, you know, when... in today's economy, you know, where the average wage is slipping in response to the growing inflation, it's something that a lot of people have taken into consideration when we go to the supermarket and we buy our foods. And I really don't have any problems with, you know, Jews, like, wanting to abide by their kosher dietary guidelines. But I feel it's like... a fee that they themselves should have to pay for. I mean, if they want to abide by that, fine. You know, let the Jewish groups, you know, go ahead and pay for their, you know, kosher dietary process, whatever, to be, you know, administered. But when I have to pay, you know, in order for that, I find that a bit disturbing. Obviously, you know, they'd have a problem if they saw little crosses on all food products and they said, you know, Catholic certified for Lent or, you know, something of that nature. You can damn well bet that they would be up screaming in arms, you know, headlines across newspapers. But when they do something like that, you know, they it's just completely callous, complete disregard to, you know, the vast majority of other Americans. And I find the whole matter disturbing. It's difficult, really, to get the breadth of the topic here, like within the timeline that we have and everything. But if you wanted to watch my video, I cover that pretty well. I cover a myriad of other reasons why people dislike Jews in a fairly objective manner. And I think that's the reason why a lot of Jews find it so disturbing. There's been a lot of people that have put that on the cable access channels. And if you're successful with that and you can prove it, I mean, I'll reimburse your cost that you paid for the video, whether it was from me or through some other organization that carries it. For instance, a gentleman in not too far from where I live put on cable access, and there was a Jewish attorney that tried to get it taken off cable access as a result, and they responded, well, we can't do that because, you know, it would be against the law, you know, because I guess they have to allow people to put stuff on for one reason or another. But in any case, so what happened was the cable access company sort of lost the video, so I gave the gentleman another free video to go ahead and put it back on cable. But he was... I guess the Jewish gentleman was like going completely hog wire that, you know, somebody would dare to, you know, criticize their activities in so many different matters. And, you know, it's there's a lot of different things going on out there, and I attempt to expose them. And I don't necessarily agree with everything, but I present the arguments in an objective manner so at least people know, you know, what the reasons are that some people dislike Jews.
Let's. I wanted to make sure the listeners had an opportunity to hear what Michael Collins Piper has said about your videos, Mark. I'm looking at the American Free Press on page B as in Boy 7 from January 1st and 8th, 2007. Wanted to mention what Mike Piper has to say about Mark Farrell's videos, And then I'll have a couple of other questions for Mark in regard to those productions. This is Mark Dankoff's America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned for Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com. We'll be back.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com. Your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
America coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We wish to greet our new affiliate, WMQM AM 1600 in Memphis, Tennessee. That's a 50,000-watt station that's going to be bringing Mark Dankoff's America and the Republic Broadcasting Network to a much wider conventional radio audience in the American South. We're also working to get our international shortwave programs up to proper speed. Working on some additional conventional radio acquisitions in the way of affiliations. And we're also working quite hard, or I shouldn't say we, I should say the technicians at RBNR. I have nothing to do with this and am a complete technical incompetent, but our technicians at RBN are working hard to get our archives page restored. And once that happens, it's going to be user-friendly for the browsers. in that you can search for a guest or a topic with a one-click push of a button to find a specific person like Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com. It's also going to be user-friendly for the hosts, I understand, in that in the future, once this archive is up and running again, I will be able to do my own archival descriptions of these shows, putting into those archival descriptions the things that we need to know about the guests in terms of their URLs and articles that they've written and websites and so forth and so on. But back to Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com. Mark, I'm going to read something that Michael Collins Piper had published in the American Free Press on January 1st and 8th, 2007, on page B7. In relation to you, Mark, he says, "Filmmaker Challenges Historical Dogma." That's the title of this Michael Collins Piper piece for the American Free Press. He then goes on to list your DVDs with little encapsulated descriptions of each one. He then goes on to say the following: "In these Mark Farrell videos, there's no shrieking or grandstanding or hard sell, as all too frequently found in some video presentations by some quote-unquote celebrities in the alternative media today. You won't be embarrassed to show Mark Farrell's videos to friends who are on the fence and who may need a subtle push to come around to your point of view. But Farrell is no shrinking violet. He makes his position clear and presents it in a factual, restrained way, supplemented with an amazing variety of illustrations, film footage, and other material brought to the screen in such an effective way. The videos are fast-moving, eye-catching, and certainly unrivaled by any other videos that have addressed these topics. And it should be noted, it is hard to even name any other videos of this kind whatsoever. And that's what makes Mark Farrell's work so powerful and much needed. Never before has a videographer challenged head-on so many treasured historical lies and factual aberrations as Farrell has done so skillfully." And then Michael Collins Piper goes on to say that with these videos, Mark Farrell has established himself as the video historian. I wanted to make sure our listeners had an opportunity to hear Michael Collins Piper's verdict on your DVDs that was printed in the American Free Press of January 1st and 8th, 2007. Because coming from Mike, I think that that is a commendation of your work, Mark, that goes well beyond anything that I could do for you. And I was so impressed by this write-up that at some point I'm going to be ordering some additional DVDs from you downstream once I develop a little bit of time to watch each one with the thoroughness that it deserves. But getting back to our conversation, your DVDs have a series of items in them that are well worth talking about. You have one entitled "The Persecution of Revisionists, The Holocaust Unveiled." Mark, first of all, what do you believe about the Holocaust? And second of all, what do you make of these recent persecutions and imprisonments of people like David Irving and Ernst Zundel?
Well, you know, I believe that if everything that they said was untrue, that if it was all big lies, a lot of Jewish people argue, that they wouldn't be suffering this persecution. It's only when people say things that are true that they find themselves, you know, bothered by the respectable powers. So to be like the guy that said the Earth was round, he was persecuted. Was it Galileo? In any case, he was persecuted or whatever for daring to say that. People said that he was crazy. You know, obviously the Earth is flat, but you know, as we know today, it is round indeed. And these, if what these revisionists were saying was all hogwash, I mean, it'd be simple fodder for them to be, you know, dismissed out of hand, be ridiculed. But that's not what we're seeing. We're seeing Ernst Zundel. He just got sentenced to 5 years in jail for daring to criticize, you know, the essentially propaganda that we see today. David Irving spent some time in jail. Germar Rudolph. The list goes on and on.
We'll be back. This is Mark Dankos, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We'll be back with Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio, and his website, honestmediatoday.com. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments. No refinancing and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
Mark Dankoff's America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in the final half hour of the show by Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio. You can find his website at honestmediatoday.com. And when I post news of this radio appearance of Mark Farrell at Breaking All the Rules News, I will include a link to honestmediatoday.com and will include an excerpt from American Free Press of Michael Collins Piper's evaluation of these Mark Farrell videos, with obvious attribution to Mike Piper and the American Free Press. So that's where we're headed with this. On Friday, by the way, Jim Fetzer of Scholars for 9/11 Truth is going to be on the show, and we're going to go for 3 hours talking about 9/11 and what Jim Fetzer believes at this juncture was involved with it, what was behind it, what it means to you and to me in the days ahead. But getting back to this conversation with Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com in the last 25 minutes, Mark, as far as your videos are concerned, we were just starting to get into the whole subject of the persecution of revisionists, the Holocaust unveiled. In regard to what has happened with Ernst Zundel and David Irving and several other notable people in regard to their historical research and the way in which they were on the receiving end of some things in Canada, in Germany, in Australia, related to so-called hate crimes prosecution, do you think eventually that this kind of legal system will come to the fore in this country? And if it does, what is that going to mean to your work?
You know, it's difficult to say whether it's going to come to this country or not. Obviously, if it did, there's no doubt that they would try to censor my works. Like, for example, even though my video, Understanding Anti-Semitism, condemns blind Jewish hatred, I understand that it's been intercepted in the mail in Canada and burnt. You know, it's like modern-day book burning. Obviously, you know, there are some ideas that can't be aired out there, anything that's critical of anything. There are so much that discusses certain topics some people would like to see burnt. And I have no doubt in my mind whatsoever that my videos are among those things. It's really quite sad when you think about it. I mean, not only have a great deal of these revisionists you know, been targeted like under these totalitarian fascist Orwellian type laws that we see today disseminating throughout the world. Dr. Frederick Tobin right now, he's being pursued by the Australian Council of Jewry for daring to criticize certain aspects of history dealing with the Holocaust, namely at his website, adelaideinstitute.org. In Canada, we see the same thing with the Freedom Site website. They're trying to suppress that and put the people in jail. One of their chief detractors, Mr. Warman, has been accused by some folks there of having actually joined the website stormfront.org under various pseudonyms in an attempt to elicit certain comments from individuals living in Canada so that they might be persecuted under hate crime laws, with him himself actually engaging in such tactics, you know, to the detraction of the law. But in any case, it goes a lot further than that. I don't know if you're aware of this or not. In my video, The Persecution Revisionist, I show brief clippings of this, but Ernst Zundel's house was torched by people that didn't agree with his views. Actually, arson.
Where did that happen?
When he lived in Canada.
Okay.
The same thing happened to the Institute of Historical Review.
Yeah, Mark Weber, the IHR, was on this show some weeks ago, and he made reference to that case from years ago, mm-hmm. where I believe Irv Rubin, of the Jewish Defense League, the late Irv Rubin, was involved in the burning down of the Institute for Historical Review headquarters out on the West Coast at that time.
Yeah, I believe there's some evidence to suggest that Rubin may have been involved in the assassination of Alex Oda as well. There's Pedro Varela. He was a revisionist in France, and he was murdered. Some Jewish revolutionary group took responsibility. A similar guy had acid thrown in his face. You know, there's no length to the amount that these terrorists of freedoms will go to suppress the rights of individuals who want to expose the Jewish propaganda surrounding this matter.
Well, you know, one of the things, Mark, that keeps coming up for me as I do my own research on these things is Canada. You know, I mentioned today on the Era story that one can find posted a Breaking All the Rules news. I believe we posted it at Neocon Watch, a Media Matters story, speaking about the fact that the New Republic, which is a pro-Zionist, largely pro-neocon publication anyway, has now been purchased by CanWest Global Communications up in Canada. CanWest is owned by the Asper family, A-S-P-E-R. They have known provable links to the Israeli government and to the Israeli intelligence and national security communities. And here you have this CanWest Global Communications, which apparently throughout Canada has been involved in a series of shutdowns of journalists at publications that CanWest owns that have been involved in printing anything other than the standard Zionist line and what is going on in Palestine and the Middle East. And then today I came across something I'd like for you to address at Israel Insider, which is allegedly Israel's most significant online news weekly. There's a post by Howard Galganov entitled "Anti-Zionism is Anti-Semitism." And lo and behold, as I was reading about this guy, Howard Galganov, for the first time today, it says that he manages the Promar Media Group, an ad agency that specializes in the hospitality industry. He was the host of a popular Montreal radio talk show and a co-founder of the Quebec Political Action Committee, QPAC, that promoted equal citizenship for Quebec's minorities. Now, just in terms of what I perceive as I read Galganov's post today at Israel Insider, I suspect if we did further research on Howard Galganov and this Promar Media Group and the Quebec Political Action Committee, we'd probably find the fingerprints of the Israeli intelligence community and the Israeli lobby all over these things. Why is this so prominent in Canada? And what do you think of Galganov's perspective that anti-Zionism equates to anti-Semitism?
Well, I know, like, in Canada, Israel Asper, he owns, like, a large portion of media, and obviously he's not going to let any views critical of Israel in the papers. I think the same can be said of Europe. There is actually some law, in fact, in Europe that says no anti-Zionist criticism is allowed in the press.
Which in effect would make Pat Buchanan a criminal in that context.
It would make a great deal number of people, millions. Who knows, maybe that's why they're building these special camps. Maybe they've got long-range goals that we don't know of. It's difficult to say, to be honest with you. But there is no doubt that they want to make any criticism of Jews in any way, shape, or form, whether it be Zionism or anti-Semitism or whatever it may be, crime punishable by law. Who knows, maybe even torture or death. They actually, there was such a law, I think, in effect in the Soviet Union, that they said it, I think they said because it was like counter-revolutionary or something that matter. So anybody who was critical of Jews, and after the Soviet Union took effect, they were throughout the government. Kaganovich was obviously the head of the NKVD, which became the KGB or whatever. The names surrounding Stalin were quite numerous, but there's no doubt that some people would like to make anything critical of Jews punishable by some sort of law or another.
What do you think of this equation of anti-Zionism with anti-Semitism? Interact with that a little bit for me.
Well, it's like wishful thinking on their part, because obviously, you know, with the strong Israeli influence in American politics, it would help excuse the politicians' curing favor with the Israeli lobbyists, and who could then be critical of that? It would be illegal to criticize the fact that Israel has been pushing for America to get further entangled in the wars over there. Then they could basically say whatever they want to the politicians or the press, and anybody who would be critical of that would essentially go to jail. It would be a dream come true for them. They'd be in paradise, Jewish utopia. Whether it comes to that or things change, it remains to be decided. It's up for us, the people, to make the decision whether we're going to stand for this or if we're going to work feverishly to put an end to it. I think it needs to come to an end. Things are just getting crazy over there in the Middle East. I'm genuinely concerned about a new draft being put into effect. And, you know, if they got their way where any criticism of Israel or anti-Zionist, as they say, was illegal, then they could, you know, just further, you know, put on the blinders and lead us all down the path of destruction, like lambs to the slaughter.
Yeah, which of course is the imagery of Mike Piper's book, The Judas Goats. And
that is an excellent book. That is that is something everybody should read.
Yes, and you know, the interesting thing about this whole business of anti-Semitism. I'm looking at a piece that was written by Dr. E. Michael Jones of Culture Wars, who was on this show several weeks ago. And he's got a piece entitled Cardinal Bia, the Jews, and Nostra Tate, and this Nostra Tate deals with the official proclamation of the Roman Catholic Church coming out of Vatican II in regard to their position on the state of Israel and on so-called anti-Semitism. And Dr. Jones mentions that the precise meaning of anti-Semitism is at issue here. He says that the word had been created in Germany in 1870 by a racial thinker by the name of Wilhelm Marr, and it had, as one could expect, a clearly racial meaning, which contradicted certain crucial assertions of the Catholic faith. If Jewish identity was based on race or blood or DNA and not on rejection of Christ, as the evangelists and the church fathers had maintained, then baptism lost its efficacy. He's speaking, of course, in a Roman Catholic context there. But it seems to me that you have this whole issue of anti-Semitism coming to the fore without a precise definition as to what it is.
Well, we know what it is. You know, the word Semitism obviously means favoritism towards Jews. And anti-Semitism obviously means against favoritism of Jews. And you can understand why they're against anti-Semitism.
Yeah,
they want the favoritism to continue, essentially.
Yeah.
They want to be first-class citizens. They don't want the laws in effect that they institute that discriminate against the majority under the euphemism of civil rights or so forth. To be enacted against them. They want favoritism towards them in all facets of life. If you look, you know, basically Israelis get, you know, preferential treatment in emigrating to the United States, whereas, you know, many people from England, Australia, Germany, so forth, are discriminated against in that respect in favor of Israel or India or who knows where. But you know, when they want, you know, the laws basically to treat them specially, and they want to try to diversify society so that people are less attentive to what's going on here, and are, you know, swinging at so many different objects coming from so many different sides that it's hard to stay focused. That's the way I view it, at least.
Well, in terms of you know, the Zundel case and the David Irving case, just to name a couple of these, it seems to me that if the Jewish and Zionist lobbies worldwide were that comfortable with the inherent righteousness of their own historical arguments, what they claim happened in history, what they believe should be the correct interpretation of what happened in history, if they truly believed their own propaganda that people like Zundel and Irving are beyond the paper. Beyond the pale, people like Mark Weber at the Institute for Historical Review are beyond the pale, that Mike Piper at the American Free Press is beyond the pale, If they truly believe those things, it seems to me that they would not be concerned about the dissemination of the ideas that these people put forth, because they would be inherently unbelievable, inherently non-credible, inherently seen as a part of a fringe element whose argumentation would not be accepted by anyone with a reasonable mind and a reasonable heart. Yet the fact that they have pushed so hard worldwide with this hate crimes legislation and have been involved in various forms of official and unofficial harassment of people who don't toe the party line suggests that they're concerned that a lot of folks who have never read these arguments before, if they encounter them in a place like Piper's work for American Free Press or what you're doing, Mark, with HonestMediaToday.com and your DVDs, that it seems to me that they're, in a sense, the panicking that somehow the end run around corporate media and the presentation of historical evidence that corporate media won't print and won't talk about, that end run has implications for their ability to keep a stranglehold on the political process. Is that the way you read it?
Yeah, I think the Internet has opened up a whole new can of worms for them, in that the average person is now able to find out about many of their machinations in the government and so forth.
We'll be back with Mark Farrell of HonestMediaToday.com, and Mark Dankos America returns live from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
We're back. This is Mark Danfoss, America, coming to you live from San Antonio, Texas, on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We're joined in these final minutes this morning by Mark Farrell of Cincinnati, Ohio. And you can find Mark at honestmediatoday.com. There are a series of DVDs listed there for sale, which will be well worth your time. And again, quoting what Michael Collins Piper has said in the American Free Press, with these videos, Mark Farrell has established himself as the video historian. That's Mike Piper in the January 1st and 8th, 2007 American Free Press, talking about our guest this morning, Mark Farrell. Mark, in these final minutes, as we talk about the expansion potentially of this war in the Middle East to include Iran, as we speak of something that you referred to earlier when you were hinting about the possible restoration of the American draft, as the American public begins to chafe more and more with the leviathan size of government and the way in which that government is financing this war in the Middle East with blood and money, borrowed money, much of it, as that whole thing continues to come home to roost, do you think that this will be the situation that finally causes a major reassessment of the role of Israel and the role of the Israeli lobby in the American political and cultural scene, in conjunction, of course, with the internet media? How do you think this is going to play out?
Well, I'd like to think that something like that takes place where the war further escalates. Obviously, they're no longer going to be able to keep the illusion of a war for oil in check once we go against Iran or Syria, or necessarily a war against terrorism, because they've never done anything to. Well, actually, Iran has, but I mean that was so long ago that, and I'm sure we've done stuff to them as well. But I mean, it's no longer at least going to be considered a war for oil, so maybe people will start thinking, well, what the hell are we over there for? Pardon my language, but it's.
But it's a compelling question, isn't it?
Yeah, it sure seems to me.
It seems to me that this is producing a burgeoning division on the American right. I mean, up to this time, it seems to me that since World War II, largely with the influence of Jewish money and the precursors to the modern-day neoconservative movement, that Bill Buckley's National Review was most effective in bringing the American right into a support of this idea of wars for empire and an American global empirical dominance over the rest of the world, whatever the cost. Now it seems to me that we're seeing on the American right the reemergence of the pre-World War II American right wing, which essentially is saying, hey, we've got to get back to a Washingtonian foreign policy, no foreign entanglements. We need to make sure that if we go to war, that Congress declares it, not the UN.
Yeah, isn't that unconstitutional that they give the power to the president?
Absolutely, and I think this gets back to the piece that I was reading from Howard Phillips' news bulletin earlier, quoting Dr. Louis Fisher on this very subject. This is unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional as well as being horrible policy otherwise, and I guess it suggests more problems in the days ahead. This is Mark Dankoff's America signing off for today from San Antonio, Texas on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You can find Mark Farrell and his video DVDs at honestmediatoday.com. See you tomorrow. God bless.